The Democratic National Committee announced today that Vice President Kamala Harris has secured the number of delegates in a virtual roll call to win the party's nomination, which will be made official after voting ends on Monday. While on the campaign trail, the vice president is trying some new language on for size, like calling her opponent Donald Trump weird. Our White House correspondent Laura Barrón López has more.
On a fast-track campaign for the White House, Vice President Harris is trying something new, to call it as she sees it.
He and his running mate sure seem to have a lot to say about me. And by the way, don't you find some of their stuff to just be plain weird?
It's a notable change from when President Biden was in the race.
Do you really want to go back to the chaos of Donald Trump as president?
Much of his language focused on Donald Trump as an existential threat to the country.
It's about your freedom. It's about democracy.
Now, campaign press releases call Trump old and quite weird. And Democrats across the board are leaning into Harris's blunt approach. From possible vice presidential picks commenting on Trump's behavior.
Have you ever seen the guy laugh? If he has laughed, it's at someone, not with someone. That is weird behavior.
To leaders of the party addressing resurfaced clips of J.D. Vance.
Every day, Vance has done something more extreme, more weird, more erratic.
Branding the Republicans as creepy has caught on fast.
That's just the start.
In an ad released by a PAC focused on young voters, the conservative playbook Project 2025 is personified as people desperate to control your personal life.
Your genitals are reserved for procreation.
If you freeze 12 eggs, you should be required to have 12 babies, or else you're a serial killer. And I'm definitely not a serial killer.
Are you?
This shift in language is a strategy that could prove effective as Harris rushes to define her opponent in a new way, according to David Karp of George Washington University.
The serious messaging around Donald Trump that this is a threat to democracy if we take him both seriously and literally this time, that's important, but it's also a bummer. And what we're seeing here is a way to talk about this that is still on message, it's still on the theme, but there's some joy, there's some mirth, and there's some verve to it.
Since Democrats have changed their tune rhetorically, Republicans have tried to find a response. Former presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy said Democrats are being dumb and juvenile. While Donald Trump tried to use Harris's words against her in a recent interview with Fox News.
You know who's plain weird? She's plain weird. She's a weird person. Look at her past.
But for Republican strategist Joshua Novotny, based in the key battleground state of Pennsylvania, Donald Trump should stay focused on attacking Harris's record.
Stay off the personal stuff and talk about how she mismanaged the border crisis, talk about the inflation and the economy. I don't think anyone is sitting there saying, you know, we enjoy paying twice as much for our groceries than we did a couple years ago. Those are winning issues here. I would ignore the weird comments and all of that. I think that will backfire on Democrats as being a little too mocking and childish and kind of beneath them.
Donald Trump is no stranger to name-calling, recently saying Harris is dumb as a rock, demonizing her on the campaign trail.
She has no clue. She's evil.
And even mocking her biracial heritage.
She was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn, and she became a black person.
Just to be clear, sir,
Trump's reactions are another sign the weird attack is landing, Karp said.
Part of the reason we know this is working well isn't just that it's going viral online, but that it has her opponents stuttering in response and saying it's not fair. When you have your opponents reacting in ways that amplify your message and make them uncomfortable, you keep on doing that.
When we fight, we win!
Michelle Obama's "When they go low, we go high" may no longer be Democrats' North Star, but it's a choice that could end up boosting Harris's self-described underdog campaign. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Laura Barrón López.